This is Chris Koch. On Wednesday night, December 16th, a group of American socialist journalists and writers spent about an hour talking with Comandante Che Guevara at the Cuban mission here in New York. I was there with microphone and recorder, and this program will be a report of that meeting with the Cuban Minister of Industry. East 67th Street between Madison and 5th Avenue was blocked off by barricades and a handful of policemen. A group of writers who had met at a restaurant in the neighborhood were stopped by police at the corner. We waited until clearance came from the Cuban Mission building near the center of the block, and then walked into a large townhouse through a tight line of New York's finest, making comments and nudging us as we tried to get through the door. We waited in a storeroom for about a half an hour and then went upstairs, into a large room with a high ceiling, a desk, a marble fireplace, chandeliers, and three sofas, partially surrounding a large coffee table. The writers ranged themselves in the sofa, and Comandante Guevara knelt on the floor in front of the table. Those standing soon settled down on the floor around the table next to him. Comandante Guevara was dressed in pressed military fatigues and polished black boots. During the conversation, he was in constant motion, lying on his side, shifting to a squatting position, back to his side, resting his head on his hands, and puffing constantly on a cigar. Constant motion. Guevara was relaxed, joked much, smiled always. The conversation was hardly orderly, and much of it was of little real use. At least a portion of those present seemed more interested in advice on how to conduct the North American Revolution than on information or analysis of the Cuban. And for a good portion of the discussion, such questions were more revealing than the answers. Guevara, too, quickly sensing that the session would be less than demanding, began to take the questions in a spirit of general humor. Nonetheless, there were portions that may be interesting. I have reorganized the material somewhat and left out several...